Well, I think with any patient, when you have regular interaction with patients for their treatment and you get to know them and their family, you develop a degree of attachment to them as a physician. So mostly for me, that means or translates to me wanting to help them to get to their goals, obviously. So for example, a graduation, but also maximizing their quality of life and trying to give them appropriate expectations. So I think when we're dealing with end-of-life therapies or therapies that are many modalities down the line, expectations obviously change. And for some patients, that can be very challenging to accept that they're no longer headed toward a cure or even toward no evidence of disease, but instead perhaps stable disease. And so that's obviously a grossly different concept for patients and their families. And so I think talking them through that, making them understand, trying to help them kind of phase into the idea of palliative medicine. I like to introduce palliative care relatively early toward the end of life so that at least they can become accustomed to that idea and understand the physicians involved with palliative care. They're helpful for a lot of palliative related symptoms, including pain and shortness of breath, nausea. And then I think it helps a transition to the idea of hospice when appropriate. So for me, it's a lot of talking. I definitely am a physician that takes a lot of time with my patients, which of course leads to, unfortunately, some later visits with the later patients in the day. But I think all my patients appreciate that. They know that I'm taking time with each and every patient. And so that can mean long conversations about where are we going to go, what are we going to do. And I think that naturally just lends itself to some degree of attachment to a patient and their family and to their outcome and to their quality of life.
You said that you found it satisfying to take care of the patient. What were some of the things that gave you that sense of satisfaction?
Well, I think it's always a good feeling to be able to help somebody to feel better. And I think that it was very interesting, the various lines of therapy she received, clinical trial enrollment. I always am enthusiastic about clinical trial enrollment. And so I think that it's a great opportunity for our patients to get on some of these trials. So I do have some extra enthusiasm when I can enroll patients in clinical trials. But for me, you know, especially at the end of life, it's really all about trying to help their family and themselves to have maximum quality of life. And so that means when rounding on them in the hospital, pulling up a chair and sitting and talking with them for a while, seeing what it is that I can do to help them out. And I feel like if I can help someone to successfully transition from the idea of treatment to palliation to end-of-life care, that gives me a great deal of satisfaction. If I can help the family to feel supported, that really gives me a great deal of satisfaction. I think that, unfortunately, there are a number of patients that we won't be able to cure, and so we have to focus on their other needs. And while that may mean a very exciting new clinical trial or some new modality, it also means helping them to understand what their death will be like and how I can help them to feel as comfortable as possible through that process.
I noticed also that this woman had next generation sequencing done on her tumor. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like there was anything that they saw there. But is that something that you generally offer to patients to sort of get out beyond the usual therapies?
It's something I consider. There are a number of places that do this. And I think that it is definitely going to be the next wave of the future in more personalized cancer care, especially as we have more actionable targets. I think currently I don't use it for all of my patients by any means, perhaps a very select patient population who has odd tumor behavior or biology, or for whom I feel like options for therapy are limited but have a good performance status and so perhaps could be candidates for alternative agents. So those are the patients I usually select for tumor sequencing.